Okay, I'll just share a little bit this morning, and maybe you can take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy, and while you're turning there, I want you to answer a couple questions, and that is, it says that in the last days, so as the time of this earth draws to a close, times are going to be difficult, and so my question is, why is it going to be difficult? And why is it going to be difficult for Christians? And so I think there's a lot of things that can come to mind of why it's going to be difficult. Sometimes we can think, well, there's going to be wars. It's true. Maybe there's going to be famines. That's true. There's a lot of things that come to mind. And yet, those reasons are true for everyone on the face of the earth. But why is it going to be difficult for Christians? So those things will apply to Christians and non-Christians, but why is it going to be difficult for Christians? And I want to turn to this passage here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Because this book is written to a wholehearted Christian. Paul wrote it to Timothy. And so if we look here, it says, know this, Timothy. This is what Paul is saying. He's saying, know this, that in the last days, stressful times are going to come. It says, for men will be lovers of themselves. They're going to love money. They're going to be boasters. They're going to be proud. They're going to be blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. And this is why it's going to be difficult for Christians. This is what Paul told Timothy. This is why it's going to be difficult for you, because there's going to be people, in verse 5, who have a form of godliness. One version, the Amplified, talked about an outward religion. What does that look like? Outward religion. Well, probably going to look pretty good on the outside. Go to church, be part of the right groups, stay away from certain things that are going to look bad, or if they do bad things, they're going to hide it, so they're going to look good on the outside. It says, but these people, while they're having it look good on the outside, deny the power. I want to read this verse in from the Amplified Version. I'm just going to get it my phone and have it on. Says this is in chapter 5. It says, holding to a form of outward godliness and religion, although they have denied its power. Look, listen what it says. They denied its power, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. Look at that. These people that are going to make it very difficult for genuine Christians claim to have faith. They have an outward godliness and look good on the outside, but their actions, their conduct, the way they live their life nullifies their claim of faith. I thought that's interesting. So yes, those other things are going to make it difficult and stressful in the last days, but this one is specific for Christians. People like Timothy that want to be wholehearted. Times are going to get stressful because of people who have a claim to faith, right? They're going to say, I have faith. I'm a Christian. Look at my life. They've got an outward godliness, but yet there's no power. What is this power? 2 Timothy, if we read there, chapter 1, verse 2 is where I'm going to start. And it says, Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. His power is everything we need to live godly. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So this power and the promises of God are going to allow us to partake of God's divine nature, his very character, and escape the corruption that is in the world. These people in 2 Timothy that are making it tough for genuine Christians don't have this power. You know what? Tim was talking about it. But we need faith. Faith to believe that we can live a godly life. Faith to believe that God's grace is sufficient for us. You think of all those people. There was an Old Testament picture that God gave us. It's a true story, but it's a picture about living an overcoming life. Right? Remember, they are allowed to go see this land. Remember? How many spies went in? Who knows? Kids should know this. How many? Shout it out. 12. They got to go in and see this great land. And yet, it was a very good land. But when they came back, only 2 out of the 12 believed that God would actually give them the land. Only 2 of the 12 actually believed what God said, that he was going to help them possess the land. How many of us here today? There's more than 12. Do we believe that God is going to help us have an inward godliness? I hope there's more than 2 out of 12. As a matter of fact, it wasn't just 2 out of 12. There was a whole bunch more. There's about 600,000 of them that didn't really believe. But there was 2, Joshua and Caleb. How many of us have that kind of faith to believe that what God says? That there is something for us that's far greater than our natural eye can see. That somewhat the world is offering. You know, there's a glimmer, there's a shine to it. Are we willing to believe by faith that God has something far better? And we're not living for the here and now. We want to actually escape this glimmer that it's offering, which actually is going to be a corruption that's in the world. We want to escape that. That's going to take faith. And so I want to encourage us, as I look there at 2 Timothy, I look at some of those things. There's a bunch of different loves there. If you look, right? 2 Timothy, we read it. I'm in chapter 3. It said, there was people that are going to be lovers of themselves. And I'm venturing to say that some of these people, these are the ones, some of them, many of them call themselves Christians. These are the ones, they profess a faith, right? But they deny its power by their actions. They profess to be religious. Their outside is clean. For the most part, they hide it in a certain way that it looks good. Right? But they love themselves. They love money. They're boasting. You can sense it when you're around somebody that's proud and haughty. It's not fun to be around people like that. They're blasphemers. They disobey their parents. That's applicable to those that are younger. Those that are 2 and 3, they know who their mom and dad are, and they respect them because they're mom and dad. But as they get older, we understand that we have ability to make choices. Who gave you your parents? God Almighty in his sovereignty gave you your mom and dad. Do you value their input in your life, or are you just looking for the day to be free from it? If that's the case, there's something terribly wrong. Take heed, right? Men, value your parents' input in your life. Value their counsel and their instruction. It is to safeguard you. Value it. These people are unthankful. Unholy. Thankfulness is huge. We have so much to be thankful for. Unholy. Unloving, unforgiving. We hold grudges. Slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Is it wrong to enjoy doing some things? No, but we love God more. And so at any time, we're willing to say, oh, I'm not going to do that if the Lord doesn't want me to. But it's not wrong. There's lots of good things that we can enjoy. But the key is we love him more. Anyways, what is it? There's a warning for us here in verse 5. From such people, stay away. Timothy, I see that you are, what? Ultimately, you're coming up to be a leader in God's house. He's like a young pastor. Timothy, stay away from such people, right? People that have an outward form, right? But they don't have the power. And so I would encourage each one of us, where are we today? Do we have the power of God? And if not, what are we going to do about it? Right now, he's telling some other people to stay away from us. Well, the good news is that we don't have to stay that way. There's other passages. There's one in Ephesians chapter 5. It talks about how we should imitate God, but how there's other people that are getting deceived and they're starting to practice sin. And he says, don't be deceived. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. But then he says to them, I'm just going to read it. It's an encouraging verse because there's people that were making the wrong choices at one point, but then God did something. In Ephesians 5, it says this. Verse 8. This is after he's warned them, right? In verse 7, he says, don't be partakers with them, right? Don't be influenced by them. Otherwise, you won't partake of the kingdom either, right? Because it says in verse 5, these people who do these things will have no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. But verse 8 says, but for you were once darkness. You were once doing things that were not right. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And I was encouraged by that because he's reminding them, you know what? You also once were separated from the life of God, but not any longer. And so if we find ourselves today going, man, I feel like I'm a little bit clean on the outside, kind of doing the right things, but yet I got no power and I'm compromising and I got unforgiveness or I got bitterness or I got pride or I got this boasting or I'm not really obeying my parents with a good attitude from the heart. We don't have to stay that way. This can be said of us by tomorrow. If we repent today, you can say, but you were once darkness, right? Isn't that amazing? Today we can make a change. Today we can come to him with our whole heart. And so I was encouraged by that. So as Christians, though, let's remind ourselves there is these last days and times will get tough. But we are going to be experiencing something that's tough beyond everyone else. And that's going to be from those that have an outward form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. Let's make sure that we're not in that camp, but we're those who truly believe in the power of God. You think of Caleb and Joshua. Who did they really sense resistance from? Those that didn't believe in the power of God to give them the land that God promised to give them. And so it will be the same for us in the last days. And from that people, it says, remove yourself. Don't spend time with people like that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for the great analogies and truths that Tim shared with us. I ask that you would help us, Lord, to take things seriously and that we'd want to have that, be partaking of those different trials you allowed to come our way for the purpose of becoming salt. And Lord, I ask that salt would truly flow out of our lives, that we'd be able to be a fragrance of life and be able to preserve others around us. I also ask you to help us, Lord, to believe in the power of God. Lord, you have come, Lord, that we might be able to have this power and be partakers of your very nature. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.